And there's no doubt truckies have pressures and deadlines to meet, like most of us, but there's definitely something unique about the job. When your cab is your workplace and you're constantly on the move and very often on your own. My next guest embarked on a major exercise to find out what makes truckies tick. Dr. Jan Kemp is a lecturer in criminology at the University of New England and spent a lot of time travelling with interstate truck drivers and recording her conversations with them. She's documented her experiences in a manuscript titled Conversations with Truckies, Looking at Life Through Glass. What did she find out? Jan is with us on the program this morning. Good morning, Jan.
Yes, good morning, Ian.
Thanks for talking to us today. What sort of image or stereotype do you think that many people have of truck drivers?
Well, I think one is their physical appearance, that sort of idea that they're large and strong and invincible men, usually in their middle ages, and that's not always the case. They're physically very different. I think also some people think they're not that bright because they're driving trucks, and that's actually rubbish. These men are very, very good at things, for example, like mathematics, and certainly much better than what I was.
And what were your aims when you started on the project?
Well, to break down those sorts of stereotypes, I knew interstate truck drivers. They were telling me things like, we're going broke. You know, life's difficult. They will whinge, you know, over a beer. And I thought, well, I've got the skills to write their stories. I think I should hit the road.
So tell us more about what you did and the contact that you had with the truck drivers while you were working on the project.
I think in summary I should say that by the end of it I really liked these men. I found them very responsible. I managed to get the lifts through connections but not my friends. So the book does not contain stories from people I knew in my circle. But I hit the road with men I didn't know and did the trips with them.
And were there any women at all, women truck drivers?
Look, I saw women truck drivers, but I didn't interview them. And the reason was purely academic in that they're a smaller group and would require, I think, a very specific, inquiry from
them. Of course, yeah. Were the blokes quite open about having their conversation recorded, or did they sometimes say, oh, you better not include that?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I got in trucks and, in fact, I remember one fellow, we were sitting still, I just met him and I just got in the truck and we were actually going nowhere and truck stationary, and I said, look, would you feel more comfortable, you know, sitting in the park? You know, there was a park and a bench, and I said, we could sit out there and have a chat. Would you feel more comfortable with that? And he went, no, I'm fine. He wanted to be recorded in the place he felt safe, which was inside the truck. But, of course, you ask permission and start very slowly by not being invasive.
And what sort of things did you talk to them about?
Everything. I sort of sometimes glibly say sex, drugs and rock and roll, and I literally did. And there would be times when they'd say, turn the tape recorder off, and I would. Others didn't allow me to take them. They just wanted me to note take, which I did. But it's the engagement. It's sitting in the truck, doing the trip with them, watching them work. And I remember one fellow, I was in the truck with him for 4 hours before he would allow me to turn the recorder on. And then occasionally he'd be driving and he'd shake his hand as if I don't want this recorded, and it would go off.
So were you frightened at all?
Actually, I felt very safe with the men. I found that they did take responsibility for me. They were quite assertive, you know, stop talking, you know, turn the tape off, careful here, and very concentrated on what they were doing. And so, of course, when we went into city areas and the conversation would have to stop while they concentrated.
Yeah, indeed. So what did you take away from the experience?
These men are responsible. You know, they have to know how to drive, they have to know how to secure loads, they have to know how to deliver things on time. If they break down, they have to be able to fix things. And then they've got the personal things of paying debts and providing for family. And so I found them responsible people. I didn't find them cowboys at all.
So what about the pressures they work under? It seems to me it is a very pressure cooker type job.
Well, you know, I'm talking about interstate drivers, yep. Long-haul drivers. So the trip from Sydney to Perth, for example, is 48 hours of driving. And, of course, they can't get in a truck and drive for that period of time, but that's the commitment they make. And then they get to Perth and they turn around. So, you know, you have to be a mature and solid individual to be able to do that.
What are their wages like?
The minimum wage that you can pay a grade 7 driver at the moment is about $26, which is pretty awful. And the modern award, which means for all Australian grade 7 and grade 8, sits at about $740 a week. Now, this is the minimum amount, and of course, many men manage to work for higher pay than that, but that legally is what you could be paid.
It's not a lot, is it?
It's, well, if you take a house mortgage out of it, you're in trouble.
You certainly are. did you find a lot of them wanted to talk about their family and longing for home?
Absolutely. I had one fellow that began to cry, and I immediately turned the recorder off and we talked about getting him some help. Family is a huge issue. The men, even when separated, maintain contact with ex-wives and their children, but it's all very difficult.
Are you going to be doing further research? What are your plans from here?
Well, I would love to get this book published. I have a couple of publishers interested, but it hasn't. It's not a done deal at this point. And so I think my commitment, look, I'm an academic. I could go for, you know, Oxford Press, but that's not at all what I'm about. I just want these men's conversations out there so people understand more about the complexity of the industry. This book's for those drivers, all of them, not the ones, just the ones that I interviewed.
Of course.
You know, I'm sure some of them will read it and go, well, my life's not like that, which is fine. But at least, you know, the debate will be broadened beyond that they're just cowboys killing people driving cars on freeways.
I understand you lost a camera of photos on the Nullarbor. If that turns up, it would be handy.
It'd be lovely. I had this driver who took my camera and said, I'll take some photos for you. And he got at the pointy end of the Nullarbor going towards Perth and lost it. So if anyone sees a nice little silver camera with a heap of trucky photos, but I guess that's not going to happen, but I would like it back.
It would be lovely if it happened. Jan, good talking to you this morning.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Dr. Jan Karp, lecturer in criminology at the University of New England. Her manuscript is called Conversations with Truckies, Looking at Life Through Glass, 5 to 7.